Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Happy Friday, everybody. And just because you guys are so great, we bring you Brittany Merlot.
All right.
The best in the business joining us. Brittany, how are you doing?
Well, I'm good. I'm hanging in there on the upward trend.
But that's good.
Man, that wildfire smoke, a bug, allergies, everything took me down this week.
Ouch.
Oh, feel for you.
I
appreciate you playing hurt. Thank you so much for joining us. We missed you this week. It's fun to have you with us. I don't want to keep you too long, certainly, with how you're feeling and everything. So what are we looking at this weekend, Brittany?
Pretty unsettled weather, unfortunately. Some spotty sprinkles are definitely possible this morning, maybe some scattered showers and a rumble of thunder this afternoon. Nothing too strong, and if we get underneath it, it'll be brief and pretty light. But still, you want to keep that umbrella on hand all throughout the weekend. Highs today in the mid-70s. In fact, we'll hold the mid-70s tomorrow, too. We slide a little cooler on Sunday to the low 70s as the system kind of hangs over us. So we'll see some spots of sunshine tomorrow morning, but then more scattered showers and small storms pop up in the afternoon. And then by Sunday, especially early in the morning, we're looking at a line of storms moving through, bringing some moderate rainfall. It might dry out a little bit late morning, and then more scattered showers are expected to pop up Sunday afternoon and linger into our Monday, too. So kind of an icky, gross weekend, unfortunately, but we do have warmer weather and a lot of sunshine moving in by middle of next week. So things are looking better and brighter after this weekend.
All right.
Good to hear for all of our allergies, along with I'm going to be doing that whole dance with Mother Nature this weekend about I got to get out there and mow. Do I have enough time to mow? Do I have that hour between the rain to mow kind of thing? I don't want to, you know, it's been a long week for you, Brittany. I don't like to ask you difficult questions or anything like that, but I do have to, before I let you leave, it is National Donut Day, so I got to ask, do you have a favorite donut?
Oh, this is not difficult at all. I'm going to go get one now that you bring it up. I am all about, it has to have the chocolate on top.
Okay.
If I can get the Boston cream, right, with the cream in the inside, I'll go for it. But I feel like I can't find those. And you know what else I love? Now I'm torn. Now you got me thinking sweet. The chocolate cake donuts with the chocolate frosting.
Yes.
Those are good.
Those are really good. Those are really great choices. Great choices. And great to talk to you. Hope you're feeling better soon. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next Monday.
Thanks. You guys have a great weekend as well.
You too, bro.
Yeah.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us. Appreciate you, Brittany. We got some fun stuff lined up for you today, everybody. Not only do we have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner, where we'll be celebrating today, Saturday, and Sunday birthdays.
Yeah, that's right.
Got a great list for you. Well, after our news, sports, and partner break, we are going to get into our star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Woo!
Got a really good one lined up for you today. And it's easy.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you right now.
We love easy ones around here.
But that means you got to be set and ready to go.
That's right.
You got to, because longtime listeners will know, if you call ahead of time before I play the music, I will call you out. I will pull you up. I don't take that. You got to wait until at least a note of the theme song at play.
That's right.
So get ready. I think that Civic Media app is going to come in real handy for that.
It will.
Keep that in mind. Of course, with Civic Media, Scani Summer Text to Win contest going up and down the state. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. And after all of this, we will get into it being National Donut Day, Seth.
All right.
We are going to get into the very heavy discussion of what everybody's favorite donut is, where your favorite place to get donuts. I'm not asking this just specifically for me so I can go to these places. I know you and I have talked about this on and off air and stuff. One of our favorite things is traveling. And when we move to a new area, finding that mom and pop kind of diner
or coffee shop or whatever.
I want more of that with like donut shops. I want more of that.
The fun of the local bakeries. Yeah.
If I ever get kicked out of this job or anything like that, I tell you, my next gig is going to be probably opening one of those crazy donut shops, like where they have
they have
the regulars. You know, you have your regular donuts, but I think you also have then all those crazy combination donuts and everything.
Here's my bakery. Bacon cream donut, right? Yeah.
Jimmy's Donuts.
you got the title already. It's already good.
I don't know. But all that coming up for you. 10 o'clock hour. We'll, of course, have some fun. We've got a bunch of entertainment news. Not only what's new on your small screen and big screen, but we're going to talk about the WFHR newsletter. And we got some new shows premiering all over the place around here. I want to get into some of that and some new sponsors, get into our schedule. And a little bit later, Seth, would you go to a real-life Jurassic Park?
Wow.
We will get into how many Americans, the percentages of Americans that would do that, and all of that. I've got all that coming up for you today. But we kicked our morning show off with bad mornings. Or are you into bad mornings? Or not? It is finally Friday, and if you need a little lift this morning, you're not the only one, even when there's an end to the work week in sight. In a new survey, 38% of Americans admit that they're, quote, bad at mornings.
Bad at mornings.
Almost 40% of Americans own this. Admit it. Like, yep, I'm bad at mornings, not a morning person, okay. That whole thing. The average person gets out of bed later than they planned, 8 times per month. But the 10% of people, for 10% of people, it's more like 20 times per month.
Oh, wow.
So when they're saying they're bad at mornings, I think they're looking specifically at like just the routine, the morning routine they're bad
that's
at.
That's got to be, that's why I think it's weird to say you're bad at mornings. I know it's kind of a thing, but it's like, against what? Mm. Relative to what, I guess, is my question, really good right?
That's interesting. Of course, sleeping in late, too late can make mornings even harder. 41% of people say that a late start means they might have to skip breakfast. 16% will skip showering. And 11% will save time by not brushing their teeth.
Okay. Hope you work alone.
Make time. Make the time.
Yeah. The brushing the teeth part, shower, you can get away. You can get away with that, I think, a little bit. Brushing the teeth.
Oof. I will tell everybody this. Any co-host that ever works with me, if you run in here late and you tell me, I had to brush my teeth or something, you get green light. You're perfectly fine. I had to shower. Like, thank you. It's a smoke. Every time, my papa's oldest joke, I'm going to jump in the shower. Thank you. Oldest joke, man. Every time. You think it's
I like that.
For the people in the survey, 43% say that they use an alarm to wake up in the morning, with the average time for the first alarm being 6:33 a.m.
6:33. That's very specific. Wow.
That's sleeping in for me.
But that makes sense, though. Anytime. I'm guessing more people wake up in the 6 o'clock hour than any other hour in the morning. I bet you that's part of that.
Do you think that having a late start to the day or being, quote, a bad at mornings person also affects your mood, to where you're also bad at mornings as far as like being around people? Hmm. Don't talk to me until I have my coffee.
Right. I don't think so. I don't think there's a correlation there. I mean, you could be one of those people, but I think it more is just like I always drag in the morning, and I try to get all my stuff done and I never have enough time and all these kinds of things. Not necessarily that you're a grouch, I think.
I was just talking with one of our guests the other day about this really the way that radio, the medium of radio and where it has gone and how it is very free form and real conversation and real talk and all of that, and just not putting on airs and everything. And all that being said, most mornings I have to work to get myself in the right mood for this show. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to hear moody emo morning show. You got to get yourself in the right mindset. Now this was something years ago I dealt with. I don't deal with it nearly as much anymore because I've just gotten into a routine.
You've gotten used to it, right? Yeah.
So for me, if I get a late start to the day or I'm a couple minutes behind or something like that, I feel like I'm overdoing my mood. I'm trying really hard to almost fix the day, the morning for me, and countering it with not being overly happy or anything like that in a phony way, because again, that just doesn't work. The audience
doesn't
will
really
see
translate
right through it.
Yeah,
it's no different. I don't think you can really get away with that anymore. I think there's certain people that are really good at radio, certainly, but I think most people see right through it if you're trying to lie to them,
right?
So you got to be real, and to me that involves just actually getting into character, putting on your game face. I try, if my day is going fine, the morning is going fine, and everything's on routine and stuff, I am a little bit more edgy. I don't know why. I feel like I'm less edgy when things are not going right because I'm so used to that.
Right. Well, and I think part of it, I mean,
God, I'm weird.
I honestly think it's just because you've been trained to say, what's going to happen now? Why hasn't something bad, you know, is the other shoe going to drop now? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get it put on edge because it's like, well, something has happened by now. Why hasn't it happened? Oh, it's going to happen later. Oh, but when? I don't know.
I'm
full of anxiety.
I will say this. I really do admire and strive to be, and I do not do this every time, but I do strive to be a lot like not to speak or think for you, but how you tend to be, how I think most people don't even know when you're in a rough mood. You handle yourself with a certain character and a certain way you you carry yourself that I think is helps a rising tide lifting all boats kind of thing.
Well, I hope so. That's kind of my hope is that is what happens. Yeah,
I've worked with a lot of people like that, especially actually in radio. Mm-hmm. I remember a long time Central Wisconsin listeners, I think, will remember Ace, who ran the Bob and Tom thing for a long time and stuff. I thought Ace was the perfect example of this. Ace just you couldn't rock him. He's just one of those guys.
Nice.
I think that's a good temperament for radio, especially. Well, really, the guy who runs all of this around here, Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck is the definition of this.
Of cool. Yeah. Under anything, man. Yeah. He does nothing shakes that man. Nothing rattles him, man. Woo.
And I think that all of this, as you were kind of touching on with the bad at mornings and stuff, here's the other side of it. Nobody's great at mornings. Nobody's necessarily, even more so-called morning people aren't necessarily great at mornings. Mm-hmm. We're all trying to it's almost scientifically impossible. Your brain is waking up. If you got good sleep or no sleep or whatever, your brain's still waking up.
You're literally in the process of like, basically you've been in a coma for 6, 7, or 8 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a minute to get going again, to get that whole body churned. And when you're younger, it's easier, just for whatever reason, because of, you know, your body isn't as creaky as older people are, and you can just kind of jump out and get going kind of thing. But still, it takes time. Give yourself a little time.
Interesting research. You can find out more at talkerresearch.com if you want to find out more about that survey. If we get ready for break here, just real quick, I wanted to mention that the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 here in Rapids this Saturday, tomorrow, will be recovering the American flags from cemetery headstones. They'll be starting at the Forest Hill Mausoleum on Spring Street in Rapids at 10 a.m. and would love to have some public support. As Terry was touching on yesterday and everything, this is something that is not a heavy lift. It's one less thing that they have to just do by themselves.
Yeah.
One more way of us showing support, showing camaraderie, and I think having some of the better conversations are a great way to start your Saturday, great to start your weekend.
Right, exactly. And of course, you know, the old saying, you know, many hands make short work, right? And that's absolutely true. The more hands they have, the quicker they can get it all wrapped up.
Buckley Baldwin, VFW Post 2534, again, going to be collecting American flags from cemetery headstones tomorrow at 10 a.m. over on Spring Street right here in Rapids. We'll mention that again before we wrap up today. I'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show. You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good one from all of us. If you're not able to make it there today during the day or whatever, keep in mind they're going to be open tonight with that Friday fish fry going.
Yes, they do. They have extended hours on Friday.
And
if it were up to me, they'd be open 24 hours.
Right.
the poor staff. But
you had a good time over there the other day.
Yeah, the other day went for lunch there. Actually, Beth and I went there for lunch on our anniversary on Wednesday. So we had a fine time. Got to talk to Fidel a little bit while we were there. Man, they're so awesome over there. The whole staff is just fantastic. Love it.
And, you know, all of you out there, parents, guardians, anybody, make plans tomorrow to head on over there from 10 to 10:45. Come one, come all for story time with the Teddy Bear Raffle and Kathy McGrath.
Nice.
Join them for this week for story time and the Teddy Bear Raffle. Only the kids that attend Miss Kathy's story time will be able to enter. They are very excited to give this teddy bear away.
Nice.
And in the meantime, they'll be hanging out with, he'll be hanging out at the cafe, so you can go see him and everything.
So for children, James, just for children.
I was looking for the fine print, but yeah, you're probably right.
But you want that teddy? No.
Check it out, everybody. Tomorrow from 10 to 10:45. 1045 over at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
Yeah.
Shout out to Miss Kathy, by the way.
She's great.
Yep. She's awesome. Let's take a look at our list, and we can add to this list anytime, everybody.
Yep.
Email us, info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
Yes, 715. Ooh, I almost didn't get there. 715-424-2600. Call up right now, everyone. Or, of course, you can always use the Civic Media app to call up as well.
Seth, I need a one or a two.
Okay, one.
All right, because it's that one. And another one or a two.
One.
Okay. And another one or a two.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Two this time. All right. I couldn't do it. The trifecta, I couldn't do it.
Taking a look at our list for today, we've got a great one, Kayla Anderson.
Happy birthday, Kayla.
Enjoy the day, Kayla. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier for today, this Friday, June 6th, Robert Edwin.
Robert, congratulations and happy birthday to you.
I don't know if Robert's a writer, but he sounds like a writer.
Yeah, you should be, Robert.
Should be.
Get on that.
Enjoy your day, sir. And you're a qualifier. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at Saturday, we wish a very happy birthday to Brenda Henke.
Happy birthday, Brenda.
Enjoy the day, Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier for Saturday, Misty Firk.
Happy birthday, Misty.
That's a name. That's a great name. Misty Firk, enjoy your birthday. Hope it's a great one for you. And you're our qualifier for Saturday.
Excellent.
We also want to send a special shout out on Saturday to Civic Media's own Jim Schmidt.
Oh, happy birthday, Jim, on Saturday.
Yeah, enjoy the day, Jim. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, we wish a very happy birthday to Joanna Kronholm.
Joanna, happy birthday on Sunday for you.
Nothing but great names today.
We have excellent names.
Have a great day, Joanna. Mm-hmm. I hope it's a good one. And our qualifiers on Sunday celebrating their 57th anniversary,
wow.
John and Deanne Hillstead.
Oh, John and Deanne. Oh. 57 years. Congratulations on that and for being qualifiers on Sunday. Yeah. Very cool.
Congrats to all of our qualifiers. We encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, strangers. Let them know more. But let them all know about Misty's menu birthday and anniversary club. El Cafe birthday.
The Misty name was there. That's what got you.
It just stuck in my head.
Right,
man.
In your head,
That's so weird. Our brains are so weird.
They are.
Who do you share your birthdays and anniversaries with? Well, for today, Paul Giamatti's 58.
Fine actor.
Sideways, Cinderella Man, Amazing Spider-Man, Straight Outta Compton, Billions. I really, really strong actor.
Son of baseball commissioner Bart Giamatti.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to bring that up with you if you ever, having a beer with Paul Giamatti. He doesn't seem to really like to talk about it much.
No. I don't know. He might have had a fraught relationship with his father. But.
Well, he as a kid dealt with a lot of the Pete Rose backlash.
I'm sure he did.
And it really affected him, it seems like.
And his father passing away so suddenly, too, at that time. I mean,
Great guitarist. Steve Vai is 65. Played with Whitesnake, Frank Zappa, Johnny Rotten, Ozzy Osbourne, David Lee Roth famously.
He's very good guitarist.
Incredible guitar. Yep. I love hearing his guitar. Mm-hmm. Summer Song. You ever looking for an instrumental from him or some? Listen to Summer Song. It gets you. Mm. It's already in my head. The great Colin Quinn is 66. Fantastic. A former SNL writer and cast member. Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn was the precursor for so many shows that it was also the perfect show to go along with that late night lineup on Comedy Central for so long.
Yep.
Everything that Bill Maher tries to do, Colin Quinn does or did. Essentially, just because we got to get the show moving here and everything.
Yeah, that's but fine. No, Colin I get
Quinn,
you.
Colin Quinn deserves everything. Everything that people want to give Bill Maher is a positive, which isn't much anymore. But Colin Quinn actually did with style, class, and much funnier, much funnier.
Yes, we don't need to pile on Bill Maher.
Nah. Yeah. Bjorn Borg is 69.
Bjorn Borg.
It's such a tough name, but I mean, we got to get that one in there.
Yes.
Comfortably retired at the age of 26 is one of the all-time greats.
I mean, it's one of the amazing, the pride of Sweden, man. Yeah, oh my gosh, what a tennis player he was.
The wonderful voice of Harvey Fierstein is 73.
Are you being ironic or not? I can't tell.
I like his voice. I like his voice.
It's the epitome of gravelly, Mr. Fierstein. But and he is also extremely funny.
Oh my god!
And an accomplished playwright. I mean, he has had a fantastic career.
What an IMDb page! What a career he's had! And just one of those. I really like his. Now I am also biased about this, but when him and Rob Williams would work together, it's comedy gold. It's chemistry gold. Him and Death to Smoochie. It's so good.
The groundbreaking play Torch Song Trilogy was co-written by Harvey Fierstein.
That's right.
That talk about the 70s about about being homosexual. It was, I mean, it groundbreaking, absolutely. Off-Broadway, I mean, it really changed a lot of things.
Thank you for noting that. Mm-hmm. And the great Robert Englund is 78 today. Freddy Krueger, great character actor. Won't get the credit that I think he deserves for working through that mask and being funny and charismatic and doing that with a horror character.
Yes.
I wasn't into those movies, but I like his work. I think he's good.
The nicest, sweetest person you have ever seen in your life. And playing Freddy Krueger, it's crazy.
Like, there was an interview, like, when Johnny Depp was really at his prime with the Pirates movies and everything, and he's talking about early experiences and where he learned to treat people. And Robert Englund was one of the first people he brought up just out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Just like, he was so nice and so great. Yes. And all those kids, all those teenagers on those sets and everything were very nervous and hadn't done a lot of work.
Well, and you got this guy in this really horrific makeup, you know.
And he was a jokester. He would be, keeping things light and everything. I admire those
very much so.
Than the overly serious version of actors. Michael C. Looking at tomorrow birthdays, Michael Cera is 37. He's only 37. Wow.
Seems like he's been around for a while.
George Michael and Arrested Development. George Michael Jr. on Arrested Development. Superbad, Juno, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Mm-hmm. A lot of great stuff. Yep. He's in the new movie with Benicio del Toro, the new Wes Anderson movie.
Oh, that's right. But then so is everyone else. So.
Yeah, this is a huge cast.
To be fair.
One of my favorite SNL members of all time, Bill Hader, is 47 today.
Wow.
Keeping up the longtime tradition of great impersonators at SNL, mm-hmm. Bill Hader was one of those that did that.
Yep.
Flipped that into Barry, which was incredible show on HBO. Yep. Night at the Museum, Superbad, Trainwreck, Inside, Voice of Fear on Inside Out.
Yep.
He's great.
Yep.
Great character actor. He's done a couple voices for Star Wars, too, I believe.
I believe that is correct, yes. he's played some aliens, too, I think.
Another one of my faves, man. Allen Iverson is 50 today. AI is 50. The answer is 50.
Man, that's the AI we can get behind.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Right on. I played at Georgetown, and I just liked him as a point guard, but I'm a big guy for Georgetown players, and I was a big Allen Iverson
Has anyone been able to move like Allen Iverson on the court?
No.
I know it's partly because he was a smaller guy, you know, a little bit shorter than your normal, you know, superstars. But the way he could move and handle the ball, I mean, it was just remarkable.
Nobody could start and stop like I am.
No.
Nobody. Especially in his prime. Ask Michael Jordan. As the greatest of all time.
Right.
Carl Urban is 53. Again, a great actor. Dr. McCoy in the Star Trek movies. Mm-hmm. Billy Butcher on Amazon's The Boys. We're really happy for him to get that lead role.
Yes. Yeah. He was in the Lord of the Rings films as well. I mean, he's been really interesting career.
You talk about interesting careers, an amazing just a tapestry of a wild career and everything. It may not get any better when it's all said and done than Mick Foley. The hardcore icon, the wrestling superstar of... Now, Mick Foley was not only... was so good at wrestling, he did it with multiple characters. Mm-hmm. Dude Love and Mankind and then himself and everything. Multiple... Like, we're talking in Japan, a legend. And this wrestling outfit... a legend, and this wrestling outfit a legend comes from the old school of like really the last days of old school wrestling where you toured and all these things.
Yes.
And a national New York Times best-selling author multiple times over,
which is really cool.
And everything that Seth was saying about Freddy Krueger is what people say about Mick Foley, one of the sweetest human beings you will ever meet.
It's really cool.
My sister loves Mick Foley. Loves Mick Foley. As much as I like Mick, nobody loves him like him.
That's great.
Liam Neeson is 73 tomorrow. Man, we got the birthdays tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
A great actor. Just great actor.
Naked Gun actor.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to watch that movie. I never was into the originals as much as I enjoyed Leslie Nielsen. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. Fascinating idea.
I'm interested to see how they do.
Yeah.
Some great roles over the time, but he'll never top Oscar Schindler. That's the role.
That's probably his iconic role.
I probably will only be able to watch that movie once in my life, but I am thankful for his performance and his class in that role. And Sir Tom Jones is 85 tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Ladies, sir.
It's not unusual.
Wow.
What a life.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa.
And Tom Jones and Dean Martin share a birthday. Dean Martin, Dino, would have been 50. Well, he was born in 1917, but he would have been
well known for their
tomorrow.
Chest hair. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And
Dino,
My household, it was Dino and Sammy. Those were the two big names. My nana liked Frank Sinatra, but he was so third or fourth down the line compared to Dean Martin. garden.
As it should be. Oh.
And that's right. That's Amore, of course, in an Italian household.
It's my God.
Some of my first words were singing that song and everything.
Man.
But I have to say, not a great actor, mm-hmm. underrated actor, great singer, and the showman. He was the showman. It wasn't Sinatra that was the great MC. It was Dean Martin that was the great MC. I say this with love and all the respect I have in me. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have seen what he could do clean, you know,
right.
without the alcohol in him, without some of that stuff in him. Because right. we didn't see. Dean Martin was a bit nervous of a performer, and the alcohol helped with that.
Right.
Was it a crutch? Was it an excuse? Only he knows that.
Right.
And I'm not going to judge that stuff at all. I don't want to come across that way. But I do think about this with a lot of artists sometimes, and like what we could see, because like, he was so good with that. How could he have done maybe without it?
One of my favorite showbiz stories of all time is Dean Martin being offered a TV show by, I think, CBS or whoever it was that did it. He made the most outrageous demands because he didn't want to do it. Because he didn't want to be stuck on a TV show. You know, he wanted to be able to tour and do all this stuff that he usually did. He made outrageous salary demands. He said, I'm not going to look at the script. I'm just going to come in. And they bought all of them. And that shows you how good of a performer he was.
Because
a lot of time he did come in with barely reading. He ad-libbed most of his stuff.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Oh, man.
Jessica Tandy also would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday. Oh. The beautiful, the wonderful Jessica
Tremendous.
Tandy.
Tremendous.
Driving Miss Daisy. But mm-hmm. I love Batteries Not Included. I love that movie. I love that movie.
One of the great Hollywood love stories, her and Hume Cronin, yeah.
And Prince would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow. I have rambled about him, one of my all-time favorites. But
it's Rogers Nelson. Yeah.
It's one of yours.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. We claim him. Mm-hmm. The idea, too... I still love the fact that he never left Minnesota. He had everyone come to him because he knew he had to have been one of those guys knew he was bound for greatness.
Yeah.
Because of just how easily I wouldn't say easily, but how he took everything like it's like, yep, this is right because I know how good I am and I don't need to brag about it or flaunt it. But if, you know, this is who I am. And man.
I love
the idea that he passed when he did, which is still really a bummer.
Yeah,
for not just for Minnesotans, but for everybody, considering the amount of the work he did, the amount of stuff he recorded. They still could be releasing stuff. I don't know. I mean, it's insane. But just a one of a kind individual, a true original.
Taking a quick look at Sunday birthdays. Nancy Sinatra is 85 on Sunday. Speaking of the Sinatras.
Yeah. Hmm. These boots are made for walking.
And then Jerry Stiller, former First Lady Barbara Bush, and Joan Rivers all would have been celebrating birthdays on Sunday.
Some pretty funny people on there.
Really, really great list.
Not Barbara Bush, but I mean.
Actually, I include Barbara.
Oh, really?
Her comment.
She didn't have a good sense of humor.
When I can't remember who was interviewing her, but when they tried to put her on the spot about her pearls being fake, and she said something like, oh, they liking her pearls and kind of it was a shot at her older style,
right.
And she's like, oh, I've had these forever, they're fake or something. Like that, right. And I love that woman for that. Along with many other things that she did as First Lady that I think were very standout.
I thought she was a very, very interesting person.
And Joan Rivers changed comedy.
She did.
We will take a time out. We'll come back with the Culver's Star of the Day. Woo. Can't wait to give that some free Culver's to you, everybody, and have some fun with El Cafe this weekend. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends in the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What we're about to do is play a famous TV theme song. If you haven't won anything in 30 days, you get to call up 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and you go ahead and call in, see if you can get this one right.
Yeah.
And maybe win some free Culver's. You go in an adult meal, a kid meal from our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Big shout out to them. We've been doing this for almost longer.
A long time.
Over 10 years this has been going on. We're working with Culver's and everything, really. And I imagine it extends even longer than that when it comes to WFHR.
I'm sure it does.
Appreciate our friends at Culver's. You got a Culver's in your area, you got one that puts back into its community.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready to call up or use the Civic Media app and let us know what TV theme song this is. Let's go ahead and take ourselves a winner. What's your answer?
Oh, wait.
Hello?
Nope, they're gone.
Oh, no, they're gone? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Because it doesn't make sense to call that early. Don't do it. No cheating.
We didn't play it yet.
I make these so easy, you don't have to cheat. That's how easy I make these. Call up and let us know what TV theme song this is.
I can hear you humming along out there.
Yeah.
I can hear you. There you are.
There we go. Let's see if we got ourselves a winner. What TV show is that from?
The classic Mission Impossible.
Yes. It was the classic. Oh, I'm glad he added that on
there. Yes, he did.
The classic.
That's a smart listener right there. Well done, sir. Well done. Who do we have on the phone with us?
This is Timothy.
Ah, Timothy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Were you a fan of the show?
Oh yeah, I remember being a little kid. I had to get home to watch that.
I got to see a lot of the reruns, but I used to watch it with my dad all the time, and there was no show like it to me. And then, like a little while after that, he showed me Get Smart.
Okay.
And it was just so much fun to watch those shows.
A little parody of Mission Impossible. Yeah.
It's a classic show. Yep. That's a classic one. And Timothy, you are one of our classic winners around here. We love talking with you. Thanks so much for listening and playing along, sir.
You're welcome.
Hang on the line. We'll get some information from you off air. I can't think of why I would play a Mission Impossible theme song right now, Seth, with the box office being the way it is.
Right.
I couldn't help myself.
One of the great instrumental theme songs of all time without, any lyric. I mean, it's just so iconic. Seriously, that opening bit, especially with the lighting, the fuse on the title sequence, man. I mean,
it's a top 20, top 30, theme song. If somebody wanted to make that argument, I would listen to it. It's so iconic. And not only all of that, I believe it was a hit song at one point.
It was a hit single as well because it was so good.
It's been good talking with you and doing this segment. Big thank you to our friends at Culver's for sponsoring this segment. It's always a lot of fun.
By the way, Peter Graves, also from Minnesota.
I don't know if you knew that.
Throw that out there.
A really good cast.
It was an excellent cast, yes.
And I want to send a shout out to the great Stephen Hill. Longtime watchers of Law & Order will remember he was the original
district attorney. Yeah. Yes, he was.
And he was so good. Yes. He was perfect. He was perfect at it. Big time fan.
And he was very good in Mission Impossible, too. So.
Yeah. We'll have another opportunity for you next Friday to win some free Culver's with our great friends from the Wisconsin Rabbits Culver's right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Wonder how you managed to make ends meet.
Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us on a Friday edition of the morning show. Hope your day is treating you good out there.
Mm-hmm.
Big thank you to Tim and so many of our listeners out there trying to win some free Culver's and getting us those El Cafe birthday and anniversary club names. We appreciate it. It's been a fun hour.
Very cool.
You guys keep that up, everybody.
Yeah.
We love the opportunity of that. We want you to also keep on listening because in the 10 o'clock hour, not only are we going to get in some entertainment news, we've got some other fun stuff we're going to get into, like would you go to a real-life Jurassic Park?
I have to think about that.
I want audience participation on that one, everybody. I want to hear from you guys.
I saw an informational film about that. Didn't look like it ended well.
You saw the same documentary.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're talking about. That is not a good idea, but we'll get into that more in the 10 o'clock. And also be listening because we're going to talk bluegrass at the lake.
Yes, we are.
And, this is just between Seth and I and you out there, okay? But
right.
We may have tickets to give away.
We do have tickets to give away.
Be listening for that, everybody.
Yeah.
But as we kick off our final segment of the hour of the 9 o'clock hour for this week, got to get into this.
Donuts.
Yes, it is Happy National Donut Day, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
I love donuts.
Yes.
I love them.
I think everyone should love donuts. Well, that's not true. I didn't like donuts when I was a kid. But I have since mended my ways.
Mm.
And now I do like donuts.
That is interesting. That's an interesting one to come back to. That's interesting, though. But that's it.
Of all things.
Just a little history on this, and I want to thank our great friends from Up North News. Big shout out to them. Be sure to sign up for their newsletter. They put together a really nice history of the donut.
Very cool.
1809, Dutch settlers bring donuts to New York. 1918, volunteer cooks find donuts are easy to make and even easier for World War I soldiers to enjoy. They used war helmets as a utensil to fry up 7 at a time.
That's amazing.
Of course, the Salvation Army, there's a lot of great history here with this one. In 1948, the first Dunkin' opens in Quincy, Massachusetts, suburb of Boston.
Wow, 1948.
Of course,
wow.
Today the company sells nearly 3 billion donuts every year around the world.
Whew. Man.
And there's a great list at Thrillist.com if you want to know who in Wisconsin makes the best donut.
I bet you that's a knockdown, dragout fight every year.
It turns out that so far right now, at least, Manfred's Home Bakery in Appleton has the honor right now.
Very cool.
I got to check that out, man.
How do you become a judge?
I want that job.
That's what I want to know.
I want that job so bad.
Go around the state eating donuts? Yes, sign me up, please.
Wisconsin's 11 craziest donuts. I got to look at
that. Oh, we got to look that up, man.
We got to make some time for that a little bit later. Maybe on Monday if we don't have time today with all the busyness. But I did want to touch on a couple of other things. Krispy Kreme is giving everyone a free donut, any kind, no purchase necessary. Just walk in and snag one, no questions asked. That's the perfect promotion.
Yes, and they do that every year, and I love it. Yeah,
huge credit to Krispy Kreme for doing it right, man. Yep. That's the way that gets you. That gets people. Dunkin' will give you a free donut if you buy a coffee or any beverage. It's the 15th donut day in a row they've run this deal.
Okay,
that's a good deal too.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, who doesn't want coffee with their donuts anyway? By the way, the reason they're called Dunkin' Donuts is you dunk them in your coffee. That's the whole reason you do it.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, the Salvation Army started National Donut Day in 1938 to honor the donut lassies who handed out donuts to soldiers in World War I.
I think you're right with lasses. But yes, you know that one little tidbit you had about frying them in the helmets? Because I realized those helmets were made out of steel. So you could use them as a frying pot.
It's pretty cool.
Which is really cool.
And just, you know, in ingenuity. Just awesome.
Desperation.
Yeah.
It's the father of ingenuity, of invention.
They're hosting the annual World Donut Eating Championship today in D.C. I got to go.
Oh, James. Oh, he's late.
Come on.
He's late.
Man, I'm built for this. I'm made for this. Like this, you know why they didn't, why I'm just finding out about this now, don't you? Like they know
you would just like crush it, man.
There's no reason for anybody else to show up. Like I got first, second, third place. Like you might as well just go ahead and stay home. I'm built for that.
You
man.
Know,
that ain't right. I should be there.
Actually, you know, donut eating, contest sounds any kind of eating contest is kind of weird, but other than that, but I don't want to overdo the donuts, you know what I mean? Having like one or two really good donuts, you kind of savor it, so that's all you need, right?
I want everybody collectively to get ready to either groan or roll their eyes, and I completely understand it, and I deserve it.
Oh boy,
I don't think I could do an eating contest because of the way I feel about hunger. And so many people struggling around the world for food and everything. Yes, I know. Roll
he
your
went
eyes,
there.
Groan.
He had to do it. Had to do it.
And this isn't even me. It's my mother. It's my mom in my head. A donut eating contest.
It's do you know there are starving people in China? The old thing your parents used to say.
Playing on repeat in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
A professional eater named James Webb. That's such a weird sentence.
What?
Professional eater.
Stop being that. That shouldn't be a thing. Anyway.
James Webb set a record 70 glazed donuts in 8 minutes.
Okay.
Great job.
That's a
great job.
Sure.
I want a donut eating contest, but you have to enjoy the donuts. It's not about speed.
Yes.
It's about how many like you
savory.
Can eat while enjoying it and everything. And that contest would last
sipping,
5 days.
Sipping coffee, you know, just sitting around.
The longest contest is a horrible idea.
The slowest donut eating contest. That's what I want to be a part of.
Now, again, nobody stands a chance. Just make your speech for second place because I got this. 56% of us have brought donuts to work before, and 51% think more highly of people who do it. Oh, wow.
That's very cool.
That is a quick way to get points.
Right.
That is a go-to way to get points.
I mean, seriously, there's like two kinds of people in the world, right? There's people who love to eat donuts, and there's the people that really want to but can't. Because it's like, no, I can't because I'm on a diet or something like that.
Yes.
But they really want to eat one.
And then there is only 1% of Americans hate donuts.
1%.
So here you go.
Wow.
You know, just be on the lookout for the next presidential election where one of the political parties is going to grab a donut.
Yes. Like, it is just going pro donut. That's a good platform.
They just got to be careful what color it is. Oh, I'm joking. A recent poll found our favorite types are glazed, Boston cream, chocolate frosted, jelly, and chocolate cake. Oh, Brittany's.
Wow, she was right on the money on that one. Not bad.
Seth, do you have a favorite donut? Or in this, when I asked for favorite donuts from Seth and all of you out there, keep in mind, I don't expect you to give me one. You can go ahead and give me multiple. It's tough one. It's a tough one.
It's like me and pie. You know, what is your favorite? Like saying that I have a favorite. What are you talking? Wait, no, I got a chart.
That's tough.
I got a chart of pie. Okay, no, here we go.
Chart of pie, I like that.
But for donuts, I actually, I am more inclined towards fruit flavored type of donuts. I'm not a big chocolate donut guy. I like either, you know, your normal plain cake donut, you know, unadorned, just a regular old one. I love fritters.
Oh.
Blueberry fritters are my go-to fantastic. You know, if you find a place. So when we lived in North Dakota, in West Fargo, there's a place called Sandy's Donuts, famous all throughout that, you know, that part of North Dakota. And they would deliver everywhere. And they had these blueberry fritters the size of your head. And I couldn't get enough, man. I loved
really
those fritters. Oh, my God.
That sounds
feels
really good.
Horrible actually. After
eating. Yeah. Yeah.
But, man, they were good.
Fritters are good.
Yeah.
I almost feel like the heavier, the better.
Oh, man. Fantastic.
I've fallen back in love with cinnamon twists.
Oh, those are cool.
I love pulling those apart, eating those, taking my time with them.
Something about the way you eat a donut.
Yes.
All the different shapes.
Yeah.
How do you eat a donut? You know, like, I like the ones like, yeah, you pull them apart, you know. We're not even talking about cinnamon rolls because they're not donuts, but they're, you know, adjacent.
Yeah.
To donuts. But, ones that you can just grab hunks of and pull off. Oh, love it.
We got a lot of great places to get donuts here in town. Mm-hmm. We encourage them to advertise with us. I will send a shout out to IGA. That their donuts are great because it doesn't matter how early you get there, they're gone. It doesn't matter.
They can
just open their doors and
seriously,
somehow they're already gone. They're incredible.
They good have stuff, though.
They have one of those newer combinations of putting Oreo bits on the donut. That's really good. You get a little cookie with the donut. That's a great one. But I will say that if I have to choose my favorite donut, it is the classic Comer Simpson donut.
With the pink frosting and sprinkles.
It's so good. I eat so much chocolate stuff. This is one of those few things where I don't need any chocolate.
You need the chocolate with the donut.
I could eat multiple of those every
day. I'm with you on that one, actually. You don't need chocolate on donuts.
What is your favorite donut, everybody? Let us know. If you're going to take advantage of any of these donut deals, or if you know of any out there that we don't know about, please let us know.
Here's one. My youngest son, he likes anything from Quick Trip. Because their stuff is made without peanuts.
Oh.
It's a lot of donuts he can't have because he's got the peanut allergy. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, that's
that would be like, I can have those. So they're my favorite.
I have a feeling Melissa's going to like this topic. We're going to save this for Monday, the 11 of the craziest donuts you can order in Wisconsin.
I think that's a great idea.
That'll give people the weekend, too. Anything local, anything here in central Wisconsin,
let us know.
We'd love to be able to shout them out.
Little donut shop somewhere around here. I'd love to find out.
Enjoy your donuts, everybody. There's a lot of good ones out there. Enjoy. Seth, I want
you know, you know why bakers make donuts, don't you? Because they need the dough.
Get out. Go.
Sorry, I knew that.
That's great. I love that. I love that.
Dad joke.
It was fantastic. Wisconsin Zoo announced it has called off the search for an otter on the loose since March.
Oh, dear.
I really wanted Melissa in on this story. It's a news story. And I don't know if she was busy up all night working on this or anything. And I wanted to let her know, hey, they found it. It's cool. It's cool. It's done. They found the otter.
He
was on the loose since March. So it's understandable why people are worried. When asked why the animal took off, they explained the animal, quote, has made the decision to be a wild otter. I love this idea of a zoo animal just be like, you know what, man, I've had enough with the clocking in and out, all of this with, you know, eating on your schedule. I'm gonna live a lot.
Let me live.
This is the person that, you know what, I'm not going right to college. I'm gonna take a year abroad.
Yeah, right.
I'll go back. I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Zoo and Adventure Park in Green Bay previously revealed two otters, Louie and Ophelia, great names,
yep,
escaped from their enclosure during a snowstorm March 20th. We covered that story. We talked about that. Well, Ophelia was recaptured and returned to the zoo on April 2nd, but Louie was proven to be elusive. The zoo said Louie was born in the wild and is believed to have all the skills and instincts he would need to survive on his own.
Wow.
This is part of why he was okay. The zoo said it is working with North American River Otter Species Survival Plan to try to find a new mate for Ophelia.
Nice.
Because they just have, you know, he's on, he's living his life.
That's right.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
You get out there and you know what? Hey, I came here to vacation, but I'm going to live out here. I want to stay here. I love the idea of that, like, I got a zoos, like we've talked about with our police departments and our fire departments and everything. They do social media so good. They're so good at it. All the more impressive because they don't have a marketing team or, you know, social media team or something like that. They just are great at this stuff.
Yeah.
I want to be in the room when they came up with the, I got it.
Oh.
We say that Louis just decided to be free. He just decided he wanted that life.
I love that idea.
But I guarantee they didn't let this news get into the zoo. Like, they didn't say, like, the animals in the zoo don't know
this.
They had to
keep it on the down low, right?
You don't want to start a trend there.
No, you do not.
You don't want to start, like, okay, well, if Louis could do it, I could probably, like, no, Frank, you can't do it, man.
I love the idea of, like, animals just, like, every day there's a new animal missing.
Yes,
and
yes.
Just, now, we lost the, now, where are the, where did they go?
Now, Frank's a camel. I don't think he should have taken off. I feel like if a camel in Wisconsin ain't going to.
That would stand out. That would very much stand out. Yeah.
I don't think that he should have left. He should have stayed.
Otters, you know, they can kind of blend in with the surroundings, but.
It's kind of interesting with this one, too, in this story, because he was originally wild, and they got into the enclosure and just decided, you know what, this was nice for a while.
He thought it was a vacation. That's all he did. He thought it was a vacation. He had to get back to the, you know, to whatever.
A little bit of comedy, a little bit of truth in this. Do you think it was the food? Do you think he's like, you know what? I'm tired of this food. I want to get my own.
I want something. I want to go get my own.
Animals get used to fighting for their food or a certain flavor. Well, I don't know.
Maybe. It's hard to say.
Maybe just wanted to change. Maybe he forgot his keys. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he just forgot his keys. Like, I can't get back in. I don't remember the password.
It escapes me.
The password was otter. We'll be back on our show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.